Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:31, Magic 106.7. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars? Now back for its 27th season. This is really impressive.
Yeah, you know, this is very impressive. We have Boston native, co-host of Dancing with the Stars, and former co-host of Morning Magic, Tom Bergeron, on the line.
Tom.
Hey, back at Magic. I love it.
I've lived in fear of this day my entire time here at Magic 106.7. Is this the time you're going to come and say, I want the chair back?
Yeah, move over, David O'Leary. Tom Bergeron is back.
You know, I don't know. It was a very comfortable chair for the... I was only there for 9 months. You know, it was like a radio pregnancy.
That's a cup of coffee, right? And what did we birth when you went on from...
Anymore.
Yeah,
it's been a good run. You know, it's been a good run, and the time I spent at Magic, it was really wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a great, solid, creative 9 months.
It's so funny in the Boston area, New England. Anybody from New England who goes on to do anything, we own you forever.
Mm-hmm. So. No, yeah, we've got rights.
Haverhill's own Tom Bert, wherever you go, that's going to follow you to the grave,
cool.
Man.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool, isn't it? I mean, that sense of a sense of place.
I think so.
I like that.
Yeah. Congratulations. 27 seasons of Dancing with the Stars? Wow.
Who knew?
And I have to say, I've been watching every single season. I have been with it since season one, and I love it. I watch it every week. What I love about you, though, Tom, is that you are so good at just being so quick on your feet. You don't know what's going to happen with these performances. And a lot of times, especially when you do the live shows, you don't know what the judges are going to say. You got to react in a split second.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's not unlike when you're on the radio. I mean, you guys are live as well. And,
right.
And I always contended radio was my best training for hosting live television.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderfully galvanizing energy when you know that you don't have a second take.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
When people get sent home on Dancing with the Stars, the camera is there, the audience is there, and they're trying to do their best to smile and be gracious and be happy about it. But I bet being next to them or being near them, you can probably get a sense of the reality, which must be disappointment. I mean, is that the case?
Absolutely. And this past week was a really good case in point with Nancy McKeon from Facts of Life getting voted off. I could tell as she was walking towards me and Aaron how absolutely gobsmacked she was. And she could barely put two words together. It was such a surprise to her. And in the midst of that, of course, I'm getting a cue that we have, 32 seconds left before we're off the air. I'm trying to be empathetic, but move it along.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I want to ask you about The Messenger, which is, it feels like it's a little bit different for you. Have you done any acting outside of, hosting?
Yeah, I have, sporadically. I was in a couple episodes of Star Trek Enterprise, but I was under about 4 hours worth of prosthetics playing an alien.
Right.
Oh, you were? Wow, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you go, I think you can get it on Netflix. The episode called Oasis in season one of Star Trek Enterprise. The whole opening scene is me as this exotic trader of alien goods.
Who knew? That's
fun.
So cool.
How did that come about?
Well, because of my friendship with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
So Rick Berman at the time, and he offered me a role. And, and he turned to Whoopi and said, can he act? And Whoopi had never seen me act. She had seen me certainly host Hollywood Squares with her. And she went, oh, yeah, he's very good. So I owe her. The Messenger is on my website, tombergeron.com, and it is a very Twilight Zone-ish kind of pilot for what we hope will be a streaming series. Gene Smart's in it from Fargo and Designing Women. And I play, cheerily enough, the messenger of death.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's uplifting.
Yeah.
Well, it's a joy to talk with you again on Magic 106.7. Continued success. We wish you the best with The Messenger and continued success with season 27 of Dancing with the Stars, Mondays
at
8 p.m.
Thank you very much. I promise I won't come back and usurp the morning show. I mean, it would be wrong.
No, but we'd love you to visit.
Oh, visit I can do.
All right.
I haven't, because I was in the Back Bay when we did the morning show when I was there, and you've since moved
I think we moved twice since then. We were in South Boston, and now we're over in Brighton near the Pancake House. So.
Okay. Yeah.
The iconic Pancake House. Can't miss it.
I'm definitely coming there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Tom. Great to talk to you. We wish you well. Continued success.
Thank you much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.